This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, why do you look so blue? Oh, no, wait. Yeah, Melissa's still not here. That's the backdrop here in the studio that I'm looking at. That's my bad. But Kyle's here.
Yay! Kyle? Hey, what's going on?
Kyle gives the loudest cheer for himself.
Hey, wow. No, that was the cheers from outside. Good job, Kyle. Hey, thank you.
Kyle, you know, it's fitting that you're here because you're all we need to get into a little doggy diaries. So what is the latest in raising your sweet pup, Burn?
Well, not only are Doggy Diaries about my amazing dog, Bernie, but my wife and I are also part-time dog watchers.
Yeah, that's right. You guys love dogs so much that you bring in other people's dogs.
It is a nice way to make some extra money. It tires our dog out. And I'm not going to complain if I have more dogs around my house. And I'm excited, but also a little bit worried because this dog always injures me.
It injures you?
Yeah. So the dog we like to call Mr. Mayor because no matter what, the dog loves to shake hands. And I respect it.
Does it kiss babies too?
Yeah. Yeah. Gives a little lick, gives a little shake, moves on. It's trying to get your vote.
I think I voted for that dog in the last election. Yeah.
Every time that I come home, Bernie gets excited to see me. The mayor gets excited to see me. While Bernie is like almost trying to jump on me, the mayor always lifts his paw and punches me right in the groin.
Oh, no.
It's a big dog.
Oh, no.
There's like force, and I like have to go down for like a quick second. I think I have to start wearing a cup around this dog. This is ridiculous. 312-946-4995. What injuries have you gotten from your pets?
Oh, okay.
Even cats as well, because cats can be spontaneous and jump on you. They could scratch you up a little bit.
Right.
Or you could try to go chase your pet and slip on ice. But I'm curious, 312-946-4995, what's that injury? And look, is it worse than getting punched in the groin every time you see a dog?
Debbie in Lockport.
What injury have you gotten from your pet?
Well, like Kyle, I animal sit for my kids when they go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And my son and daughter-in-law have a mastiff.
A mastiff?
And this dog thinks she's a lap dog.
Oh, no.
And will come up to you with her paw and hit you to pet her. And it's like he said with the other dog, it's so much force. I end up leaving there with bruises.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You're in an abusive relationship with this dog.
Oh, that sounds rough. So how big is this dog?
Oh, God. She's got to be a good 150 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's like a heavyweight bout right there. That dog needs to fight in its own weight class.
Debbie, have you ever told them about it?
Oh, they know. They think it's hysterical because they do it. She does it to them, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when they pay you, well, I don't even know if they pay you because it's family, but like if...
With love.
They should pay them at least the medical expenses, right?
Well, Debbie, I think my one piece of advice is, you know, summer's coming up. We're all going to be wearing shorts and showing a little bit more skin. Maybe keep the dog in the lap area so there's no weird bruises on your arms and knees.
She's really a sweet dog, though. So that's what that makes little heart. She's sweet.
What's the name of the dog?
Lexi.
I was hoping it'd be Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Vander Holyfield, maybe.
They have her, and then they have a little Chihuahua.
Oh, so they really do have a mix of size and dogs.
Yeah.
There.
I can't imagine the Chihuahua packs a punch like Lexi does.
No.
Yeah.
More of the hype man in the corner.
Right. Yeah. Debbie, listen, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it, and we hope you feel better. We hope your bruises heal before the next time you have to watch Lexi.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Sherry in Bristol,
what is the injury you've gotten from your pet?
My 8-foot boa got out of his cage.
Oh, my.
He was lost for a while, which meant he didn't eat.
Sherry.
I'm cleaning, and I find him only because he leaps out at me and almost grabs my leg with his teeth.
Sherry.
Yeah, well, you know, I have for a very long time.
Did the snake bite you?
He almost did. He almost collapsed onto my ankle. But I caught him in time, and it was so quick. You wouldn't believe it, how fast he was.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I really secured the cage as much as I could.
Yeah.
And didn't forget to feed him ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's smart. Yeah. That's smart.
You don't want to mistake your ankle for a mouse or something.
Yeah, my first move would have been getting rid of the boa, but I guess that's also safer.
How can you get rid of a little boa? What's the boa's name?
He was a family pet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, but none of my family members are trying to bite my ankles, yeah. Sherry.
Only your fingers.
So, Sherry, what's the boa's name?
Igor.
Igor. Well, perfect name.
Igor.
All right, you lost?
For a very long time. He actually got outside. We couldn't figure out where all our squirrels and birds were. And that's what he was living off of, in this pipe underneath the house.
So how long was he lost for?
For about a month.
Oh, my gosh!
Sherry.
So for a month, you have this 8-foot boa constrictor just roaming your yard.
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I told one person, and she never came over again.
Yeah, that's fair.
No offense, Sherry, but I'm never coming over.
Yeah, Sherry, I'm sorry. I'm busy anytime you want to hang.
Yeah,
you can come to my place, but I'm not going over there. Sherry, listen, thank you so much for calling us and sharing that story. My goodness, I'm glad your ankle's okay, and
thank
we
you.
Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too, guys.
Don't go losing any more snakes.
Yes.
No.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
My goodness. Well, it's Melissa and Austin.